your computer, and you can avoid all this.
And at 7:15.
From the Fan 680 and 93.7 FM, I'm Brandon Leak. The Braves cross the border, and the Warriors shoot down the Spurs.
Fox 5's Joanne Feldman says sunny today, warming up to 89. Here's Matt Doerr in the Haviland Express Lube Traffic Center.
Good news across the top. Just cleared this accident, 285 eastbound at Riverside Drive. They had to hold all lanes to do it, but it is now over onto the right shoulder. So hopefully, with all travel lanes back open, your delays, which, by the way, stretch all the way back onto the west wall to right around South Cobb Drive, will start to get better. Traffic report sponsored by Zero Res, and your next traffic update at 7:06.
Traffic and weather every 10 minutes on the 6s. Now the top stories from the KTMRoofing.com news desk. I-85 back open just 6 weeks after it collapsed.
This is the happiest day of my life. Seeing the barricades go, the expressway be opened up.
GDOT says everything's been running smoothly since southbound lanes reopened Saturday night. The northbound lanes were open Friday afternoon. The man accused of setting the fire that caused this whole mess, Basil Ellaby, has asked the DA to drop the charges against him. His lawyer argues the case is based on the word of two other homeless people who lived under the bridge, who he says could have started that fire. This week's worldwide ransomware attack may be just the beginning of another possible widespread virus. Correspondent Claire Sebastian reports that the attack is a serious wake-up call after thousands of computers were infected in at least 150 countries.
It's clear we still don't know the full extent of this. Britain's cybersecurity authority has also warned that more damage could come to light as people return to work, and that new cases of ransomware may be reported in the coming days.
Hospitals, railway stations, mail delivery, gas stations, office buildings, shopping malls, government services, all affected by the virus. A Metro Atlanta school system appears before Georgia Supreme Court today. News Radio Cheryl Castro says the Henry County Board of Education is making its case over a fight between two girls.
The Georgia Court of Appeals and a Superior Court ruled that the school board improperly expelled a high school senior for fighting with another girl. The Henry County Board of Education is appealing that ruling before the Supreme Court of Georgia. At issue is whether Georgia's self-defense statutes apply to school fights or whether schools may maintain a zero-tolerance rule against school fights, ignoring self-defense as an explanation. The fight in question happened in 2014 in Locust Grove High School. The expelled student's attorney says she was a special education student who had been bullied. I'm Cheryl Castro, News Radio 106.7.
Everyone's okay after a fire at an apartment complex late Saturday in Brookhaven, but DeKalb County Fire had some problems with people not staying out of the way.
Crossing over the fire hose, which is against the law.
Fire Captain Eric Jackson tells Fox 5 several people drove over the hoses, but a police officer specifically saw Michael Zamorski and arrested him for suspected DUI. The fire has forced residents of 16 units out of the sanctuary at Oglethorpe Apartments. Investigators still looking for the cause. It's a murder mystery in North Fulton County. Who shot a man to death and then started a fire in his house?
It appears that the individual was killed before the fire.
Alpharetta police have not given the victim's name. They have only said that he's Hispanic, who lived alone and was renting the house in the Berkshire Manor subdivision. That's off Haynesbridge Road. Firefighters found the body early Saturday after putting the fire out. GBI is assisting the investigation. If you know anything, call 911. Police need help to find the killer of a Stockbridge High senior. Jesse Thomas was gunned down Saturday at a house party in McDonough.
I was by his side. I'm the one that took him to the hospital.
Demetrius Sullivan tells Fox 5 they were celebrating after Thomas learned he'd been accepted to college. Police are calling Dexter Covington a person of interest. He's black, 19, 5'10", 135 pounds. We've got his picture on our Facebook page. He was last seen driving a black Camaro. A man wanted for severely beating a legally blind woman is arrested in Paulding County. We first told you what happened to Tammy Usher on Friday. Now we've learned Brandon Ayers was arrested without incident a day later. Police say he held the victim against her will for 4 days before leaving her at a truck stop with severe bruises to her face, a cracked skull, and two broken vertebrae. Jury selection begins today in the case of Kendrick Roberts. You may remember he's the man accused of holding several women against their will in a Sandy Springs mansion.
It's a house full of girls, and he's gotten, like, if I try to leave, that he'll kill me and stuff.
That's the 911 call that brought police to the $1 million mansion. where they say six women were being kept. Some of the women told police that Roberts coerced them to strip by threatening their families. He faces six counts each of false imprisonment as well as human trafficking. His execution date is tomorrow, and a Georgia death row inmate is asking for the firing squad.
Lawyers for J.W. Ledford have filed papers in federal court saying the lethal injection would be cruel and unusual. They say Ledford is taking a pain medication that could interfere with the drug that's supposed to render him unconscious. The state attorney general says there's no proof the firing squad would be any less painful and says there's no substantial risk that he would suffer in a lethal injection. But even if Ledford's lawyers successfully argue their point, the firing squad's not an option. That's because lethal injection is the only authorized method of execution in Georgia. I'm Drew Nelson, News Radio 106.7.
At 7:06, we go back to Matt Dorr in the Haviland Express Loop Traffic Center, along with Fox 5's Katie Beasley. We're looking at I-85 in Gwinnett County.
And so far, so good. Traffic report sponsored by GNC. You're up to about 20 minutes now as you leave Highway 316. The heaviest of that red being on the either side of Pleasant Hill Road. Obviously, inside the perimeter, everything running smooth with 85 reopened back up. And that's doing a lot of good for the east and west side perimeters. 400 southbound, bunching up just after Old Milton Parkway. But still not too bad, right at 20 minutes. Now let's go to the Sky Fox Traffic Center for an update on I-75 with Miss Katie Beasley.
Those delays on I-75 begin before you get down to Chastain Road. 33 minutes up and over that half an hour trip time. One of the first in the area to do that this morning from Wade Green down to the perimeter. 575 is going to take about 16 minutes as you come in from Highway 92, so it's jamming up right as you try to get to that merge with 75.
Now on sale through May 17th, the best pre-workouts, proteins, vitamins, fish oil, or buy two and get one free and mix and match. Chance begins at GNC. Right now, traffic, I'm Matt Dorr on News Radio 106.7.
I'm meteorologist Joanne Feldman with your Fox 5 Storm Team forecast. This week is all about the heat wave, not breaking records, but certainly warmer than average for this time of year. On track for a high of 89 this afternoon with a sunny sky and a light west wind. Thankfully, humidity levels will not be all that noticeable. Then tonight, a low of 66 degrees. Tomorrow, we make it all the way up to 90 with mostly sunny skies. Remember to get your weather updates around the clock from Atlanta's local news team, Fox 5 News and News Radio 106.7.
Johns Creek, 57 degrees. Carrollton, 54. Gainesville, 61 degrees. 7:08 at News Radio 106.7.
Black Cyber Monday, Target Guam. I'm Michael Toscano. Millions of Americans are hoping IT pros are holding back another wave of computer attacks from the ransomware program WannaCry that hit 150 countries. Read Binion on what may be coming.
The concern is that as employees return to work and fire up their desktops, they'll fall victim to the virus that froze hundreds of thousands of computers over the weekend.
The problem may get worse as more malicious variations of the virus begin making the rounds. U.S. intelligence believes North Korea's successful missile test launch over the weekend signals major advances in developing an ICBM. And Alexandra Field reports from Seoul, South Korea, that even if the North can hit the mainland of the United States just yet, they do have other targets.
U.S.-based analysts are saying that this missile launch appears to demonstrate that North Korea could have the capacity to conduct a strike on the U.S. base in the Pacific, Guam.
For the second time in a week, government lawyers will try today to persuade the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals to reinstate President Trump's travel ban. I'm Michael Toscano.
7:09 at News Radio 106.7. You're listening to The Morning News. I'm Rob Stadler. Here comes a heavy hitter for the GOP candidate in the 6th District. House Speaker Paul Ryan will be here today to hit the campaign trail for Karen Handel.
The battleground will be North Fulton. It'll be winter. I think it's very tight. I'm not predicting Karen Handel win right now.
Insider Advantage CEO Phil Kent tells Fox 5 early voters in Dunwoody have been turning out for Democrat John Ossoff. Handel will be hoping for a bigger turnout in East Cobb County. The latest poll, by the way, shows Ossoff leading Handel 47% to 45%. Scattered showers help a bit in that massive wildfire burning near the Georgia-Florida line. Evacuation orders in two fire-threatened communities have now been lifted. Over the weekend, more than 2 inches of rain fell on the West Mims fire. It's now 17% contained. At least 150,000 acres have burned since lightning sparked the fire last month in the Okefenokee National Wildlife Refuge. More than 850 firefighters and support personnel are working on it. A company that makes guns and ammunition reporting what it calls an unprecedented drop in demand. News Radio's Evan Haining says they're blaming it on the presidential election.
The gun and ammo industries have suffered declining sales since the election of President Trump. For example, the earnings report from the company Vista Outdoors shows dramatic losses, a 5% decline in sales and a 28% plunge in profit in the first 3 months of this year. Another gun company, Sturm Ruger, reports that retailers have a glut of inventory in assault rifles, or AR-15s, because retailers stockpiled them before Election Day, expecting Clinton to win. I'm Evan Haning in Washington.
Must-see TV, back on NBC.
Can you believe this is the world we live in?
No. It's criminal.
How is it possible that Donald Trump is a nominee for president of the United States?
Oh, not what I was reading.
The network is bringing back its Thursday franchise this fall with the revival of Will and Grace, and by moving its heartwarming hit This Is Us to the same night. NBC will introduce 8 new series next season, but sprinkle them throughout the year. Only the Will and Grace reboot, a limited series on the Menendez murders, and an action series starring Anne Heche as an undercover military hero will begin in the fall. Tina Fey will appear periodically in Great News. That's a newsroom comedy she's producing that's also going to air on Thursdays. Ladies, if you want to pick up guys, put down the cat, get a dog. Researchers recently had people judge how attractive strangers were by looking at pictures of them with different pets, and having a dog makes you seem much sexier than having a cat. Posing with the cat actually made women slightly less sexy, and kittens basically had no effect whatsoever. But the needle moved when they appear with a medium-sized dog. That made them also seem more trustworthy, smarter, and more attractive overall. On the other hand, if you're a guy, get a puppy. Study found guys were 24% sexier when holding one, and that paled in comparison to cats. By the way, the dog effect wanes for guys as the pooch gets older. 712 at News Radio 106.7. Another loss for the Braves. Brandon Lee catcher, sports next.
For over 30 years, KTM Roofing has made it their mission to do roofs better than anyone.
Do you do doors?
No, sir.
What about kitchen cabinets?
Nope.
Windows?
Nope, just roofs.
Really?
Really, really. The fact is, KTM Roofing ensures the highest quality roof systems for replacement or repair should you need it. And as a partner of CertainTeed Roofing Products, KTM Roofing's been recognized as a select shingle master, the ultimate in roofing credentials, which means we can handle any roofing need you may have. KTM Roofing, raising roofing standards since 1984 at ktmroofing.com.
News, weather, traffic. We've got you covered 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. News Radio 106.7.
Fiozos and hosts of garden scents. When buying tomato plants, be sure to buy varieties that are resistant to nematodes or fusarium wilt diseases. The majority of heirloom tomatoes are not resistant and can bring fusarium and wilt to your vegetable garden, especially when the tomatoes are underfed or planted in the same area. Some disease-resistant tomatoes are Better Boy, Beefmaster, Parks Whopper, Big Earl, and Supersonic. Garden Scents is heard every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 on News Radio 106.7.
Things every parent wants when their child goes to college, for their child to do well, and a way to afford it. Now, with Discover Student Loans, parents can have the best of both worlds. Not only do our loans cover up to 100% of school-certified costs with zero fees, but we'll give them a cash reward for each new student loan if they earn at least a 3.0 GPA or equivalent. That means every A in history or B in math could help them earn a cash reward for good grades. Just one of the many ways we treat you like you'd treat you. Apply now in 15 minutes or less at discoverstudentloans.com. Limitations apply.
There are over 4 million miles of roads across America. On them are over 47 million Ford vehicles. And the best people to keep them safe? The 35,000 Ford specialists armed with the right parts, tools, and training. No one knows your Ford better than Ford and Ford Service.
Now get a $50 rebate by mail on any Motorcraft brake service when you use the Ford Service credit card. Subject to credit approval, taxes extra, rebate by prepaid debit card. Pads or shoes on most vehicles, one axle exclusions apply. See your participating Ford dealer for rebate details through 6/30/17.
The Kimmer Show.
Mr. Clapper, have you found any evidence at all, anything, linking collusion between the Russians and the Trump campaign? No, I haven't. No, the answer is no in both cases. So what the hell's going on? Then why are they holding hearings? There's no evidence. It's nothing there. It's only so the Democrats can complain about the Russian connection. There is no Russian connection.
Weekdays noon to 3 on News Radio 106.7.
7:15 at News Radio 106.7. Let's check in with Brandon Leak at the R.S. Andrews Sports Desk.
The Golden State Warriors beat the San Antonio Spurs 113-111 in Game 1 of the Western Conference Finals. Stephen Curry finished with 40 points for the Warriors. Kevin Durant added 34. The Warriors overcame a 25-point deficit to get the win. Curry said he was glad his team could overcome a slow start.
It took us a minute to figure it out to get up to that game speed after this little break, and it was definitely a nice way to win Game 1. And we got to capitalize off that and start Game 2. A lot better.
The Braves fell to the Marlins 3-1 in Miami. The Braves did take 2 out of 3 from the Fish over the weekend. Nick Markakis drove in the Braves' only run. R.A. Dickey took the loss. The Braves open up a 2-game road trip with the Blue Jays in Toronto tonight. First pitch is slated for 7:07. MLS action saw Atlanta United play to a 1-1 draw with the Portland Timbers. From the Fan 680 and 93.7 FM, I'm Brandon Leak. On News Radio 106.7.
Sponsored by Kauffman Tire. Remember, if a Braves player hits a fourth inning homer this season, then you're going to save $144 the next business day instantly when you buy 4 tires at any Kauffman Tire location. Kauffman Tire, the tire guys you can trust.